ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
When you think of Cairns, you're probably imagining long, idyllic beaches. And that's where we're headed. But it's also a crime scene. In October 2018, the body of 24-year-old Toya Cordingley was found buried in the sand on one of those beaches. Now, her accused murderer is facing trial. Rajwinder Singh has pleaded not guilty and says he didn't do it. The case of Toya's murder will take you inside the courtroom as this highly anticipated trial unfolds in the tropics. Search for the Case Up podcast now on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donald Trump's been all over the place with his tariffs. But the reality is the US is now making billions from them. But how is the American economy faring overall, just a year since his re-election? Today, Penny Goldberg, Professor of Economics at Yale University, on whether the tariffs are really as bad as first feared. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Penny, back on April the 2nd, Donald Trump declared it Liberation Day, and he stood in the White House Rose Garden with this board outlining just how big a tariff he was going to slap on a whole heap of nations.
My fellow Americans, this is Liberation Day. April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again.
It really was quite the moment, wasn't it? What went through your mind when you saw that?
We were all extremely surprised. They were high, and they were also unique in two ways. First, they targeted allies and non-allies in similar ways. Everyone was a target. And then it also became clear that the tariffs were proportional to the trade balance with the U.S., and this was a very strange criterion for applying tariffs. So it meant also that very small countries like Lesotho faced very high tariffs.
Well, we are now, of course, 8 months down the track, and so we thought, well, that's a good enough time to check in and consider how the U.S. economy in particular is faring. Now, just to note, the tariffs have been all over the place, haven't they, since then? Trump has been shifting them up and down ever since.
China, 67%. So we're going to be charging a discounted reciprocal tariff of 34%.
After 21 days of trade turmoil, Donald Trump hinting at a retreat in his trade war.
President Trump has paused the higher tariffs he imposed on certain countries, but is keeping a 10% base tax in place for almost all imported goods.
US President Donald Trump now says he won't play hardball with China on trade, indicating a retreat from his previous threat to impose a 145% tariff on Chinese goods.
The tariff levels we've seen in the last few months are all over the place. They are constantly renegotiated. They keep changing, sometimes by the week. But overall, they are much lower than what was initially announced, which is a good thing. That's very important when we assess the effects on the U.S. economy, because the effects have not been dramatic. And some people might say that any concerns about the new trade policy were exaggerated. But the reality is that none of these announced tariffs were actually implemented as announced. The stock market crashed after the announcement of the tariffs. And as a result, many of these announced tariffs were either rolled back or postponed. And the administration presented them as a starting point for negotiations rather than the end point.
Look, the fear initially, of course, was that for American consumers, that once these tariffs had kicked in, that the costs, of course, would be passed on to them so that the producers, the shop owners, they're slapped with the higher costs. But then in the end, it's the customer that pays. So do we know if that's happening? at this point?
So I've seen some preliminary evidence that the effects are similar to what happened. The short-term effects, I should emphasize, are similar to what happened with the first wave of tariffs in 2018, 2019. And what happened back then is that the input prices in the U.S. rose one for one with tariffs, meaning that the U.S. importers paid the cost, the full cost of tariffs. However, they did not pass through these increases to consumers. So the implication would be that the burden of the tariffs is on the U.S., but not on consumers yet. And I would say in general, we haven't seen big price increases. This is one reason some might say that the tariffs haven't been as bad as people predicted. Mm. But part of it is what I just said, that importers adjusted their margins. Part of it is due to the fact that the tariff increases were not as large as anticipated. And part of it is also due to that the short term is very different from the long term. So in the short term, firms can sell out of inventories. They're willing to take some cut in their profit margins. But in the long run, eventually, they will adjust. So if this continues, if the tariffs stay in place as they are, then eventually we'll see price increases.
Okay, well, Penny, let's consider then more deeply the impact it is having on the US economy. Do we know at this point how much money these tariffs are raising? Because that ultimately is what Donald Trump wanted to do, right? He wanted to reduce national debt through revenue raised from these tariffs. So is he making a lot of money at this point?
So the tariff revenue has increased quite substantially. I think it's double compared to what it was last year. The projections are that by the end of 2025, the tariffs will have raised revenue of the order of $190 billion. So that may seem like a lot. It's certainly much more than in previous years. However, it's still a very small part, a very small percentage of the budget, of the federal revenues. So it is not the case that the tariff revenues can make a big difference in the U.S. budget deficit.
Yeah, because the deficit, the debt is $38 trillion.
That's right.
It's rather large. And look, Donald Trump on Truth Social recently, he also seemed to be promising Americans that he was going to give them all a $2,000 payment from tariff dividends. That sounds like that would cost a lot of money, Penny, because there's a lot of Americans, right? Something like 340 million of them.
Yes, and this means that the tariff revenues most likely would not be sufficient to cover the cost. So I don't think it's going to be implemented as announced. But to me, the significance of this announcement is, to a certain extent, it may represent an acknowledgement by the administration that the people who bear the cost of tariffs are ultimately going to be lower incomes, that the tariffs are ultimately regressive. And this is one way to compensating them for the loss they may experience in the near future.
Well, a good way, of course, to get a sense of how Americans are faring right now is to have a look at what the Federal Reserve is doing on interest rates. So just tell me what we've seen on that front since these tariffs were introduced and whether or not it has any relation to what the chairman, Jerome Powell, is actually doing.
So in the latest meeting, the Fed has cut the rate by a little bit. There is still speculation whether there's going to be another interest rate cut by the end of the year. The tariffs have raised concern, especially in the Fed, that eventually they may lead to inflation. And the Fed has been trying to contain inflation. Inflation has not increased, but at 3%, it's still above the target of 2%. So that's one reason that the Fed has been very cautious. On the other hand, there are some signs that job growth is slowing down. I don't think a major slowdown or unemployment are likely, or that the recession is coming. Nevertheless, one might say there are also reasons to cut the interest rates. So the Fed has been playing a very careful balancing game. As you probably know, they have been under constant pressure from the administration to lower interest rates.
You know, you have a guy in there that with the stroke of a pen could lower interest rates and save us hundreds of billions of dollars a year. but he's a stupid person. You know,
and so the big concern is that Fed independence is being compromised. I think among many economists, this is a bigger concern than the actual level of interest rates.
Okay, so there's been two cuts this year. What does that say about the confidence in the US economy, do you think?
I think there's enormous uncertainty felt by everyone. So on one hand, it's not the case that the American economy is doing badly. Relative to expectations, it's doing actually quite well.
Yeah.
On the other hand, there is enormous uncertainty about the future. There is a big difference between short and long term. In the short term, things have been stable, but there are substantial concerns about the long run. And that makes the Fed very cautious.
Right. Well, Penny, why don't we look then at the long term? As you say, the US economy is actually withstanding these tariffs far better than was initially predicted at this point. But once the full impact is felt down the track, are there still fears that the US economy could be potentially tipped into a recession? What should we expect as we roll into next year?
So in my opinion, a recession is not likely.
Mm-hmm.
I think the US economy is quite resilient. And then there have been other developments independent of tariffs. For example, the AI promise that has generated great optimism here. Mm-hmm. And I think part of it is very well justified. The stock market is up and that creates wealth. And when people feel wealthy, they spend more. So I'm not that concerned about how the economy is going to do next year. However, I am concerned about the longer run. I believe that the political cost of the tariffs has been substantially higher than the economic cost.
Mm-hmm.
The United States has been viewed over the past decades as a world power that while growing fast and prospering, it has also lifted many other countries in the process. Now we entered a new era where the United States is trying to push everyone else down. So this is going to have implications for global growth, but ultimately it's going to also have implications for the US economy. And in addition to that, the major economic cost is the increasing uncertainty and the unpredictability of the current environment.
Mm.
So no one knows what's coming tomorrow. And this is certainly not good for investment. This is not good for long-term decisions. It doesn't inspire confidence.
And when you talk long-term, though, how far in the future do you think we might realise this, that the US economy is not doing so well anymore?
I cannot say exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot depends on how other countries are going to respond to the US policies. So far, everyone has been extremely cautious and trying to avoid antagonizing the US economy. This is a very pragmatic strategy, I believe. I think at the same time, countries are trying to develop resilience and distance themselves from a country that seems completely unpredictable right now.
Mm.
I mean, you can see how China has behaved since 2018. They did not escalate substantially the trade conflict. They negotiated with the first Trump administration. But in the meantime, they got ready and now they're in a stronger bargaining position compared to 2018. So I'm concerned that many other countries could be doing the same. And so maybe in 5-6 years, I don't know how long it will take, maybe we'll have a very different balance of power across the world.
Mm. Well, Penny, Donald Trump, he actually says, this was in a Fox News interview recently, that the economy is as strong as it's ever been.
The economy is the strongest it's ever been.
Then why are people saying they're anxious about the economy? Why are they saying that?
I don't know that they are saying. I think polls are fake. We have the greatest economy we've ever had. We have.
So what do you think? Is he right on that front or not?
I wouldn't say that. Certainly, it's not as bad as people had predicted. Growth in the second quarter of 2025 was actually above expectations. And it's well known that President Trump pays attention to the stock market, which has its own benefits. But the stock market is through the roof. So if you look at the stock market, yes, certainly, as a metric of the U.S. economy, certainly, by that metric, the U.S. economy is doing well. Mm. But I would argue that this is a very, very insufficient metric on ourselves.
Penny Goldberg is a professor of economics at Yale University. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed and Jessica Wokunov. Audio production by Cinnamon Nippard. Our supervising producer is David Cody. I'm Sam Hawley. Thanks for listening.